Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June the 15th. Joining us this morning, back again, Humboldt County Supervisor. He wasn't running. Rex Bohn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've got all kinds of things to talk about, but yeah, first we have to make you kind of feel really smart and intelligent. Okay? You ready?
Yeah, I get people telling me I'm stupid.
Because this is in the category called sports talk often follows the ball.
Oh.
Yeah. So, here's one. Why do we say keep an eye on the ball?
So you can hit it.
Okay.
It's hand-eye reflex.
Balls are basic to sports that range from polo to tennis. In all of them, a player who pays attention, whose attention, rather, wanders is likely to be signaled to leave the contest in order to warm the bench. Especially in baseball, basketball, and football, it's often a fatal error to lose sight of the ball, even for an instant. In the high-speed game of life, whether in the home or workplace, every person is a first-string player. That means each and all ought to constantly keep an eye on the ball or be keenly conscious of goals and objectives.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
That's I agree with that.
Hanging curveball, huh?
I concur.
You had to bring him up?
Unless it's Phil.
Yeah.
Necro and his Kurt.
You know, oh, I thought you were going to say Phil and Kurt.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it been going out in the fields? We don't hear anything really about the Little League.
Little League's been going fairly well. Dedicated bunch of volunteers, but again, you have 12 people doing the work for 200. It's tough. It's been a little tougher this year. I've been busy. A couple of the volunteers have been busy, so it's been harder. Maintenance has been a little rougher, but we've changed things around, and you know, it's a completely volunteer organization. So when you're taking care of 11 acres, they Little League and those guys have done pretty good. Legion's starting up and been practicing out there, and so it's
still a chance for folks to help out. Give me a call.
Give me a call. Bring your mower and bring your weed eater. There's always something to
do.
But I mean, it was exciting this year watching. I mean, everything that transpired in the last few weeks with St. Bernard's winning a state championship, and a lot of those kids went through Redwood Empire Little League.
Right. Yeah. So you have the tree.
Yeah. And watching these kids do and watching what they're going to do, and then watching the Dalcini's daughter, you know, Haley, do what she did on a big stage. And so many girls are so excited. I haven't seen that kind of excitement for a local thing. And in all fairness, I want to give her sister, was also pole vaulting for the University of Nevada at the Nationals as a freshman. At the same time, she was at the Regionals. So, I mean, that's pretty good stuff for her. You know, she's only a freshman. But still, for them both to be on the big stage. But, I mean, it was fun watching Haley and what she did, because we have such a strong, strong girls softball program also.
Well, isn't it surprising? I was talking with the Rices last week just about the success level that our area has had. You know, we're not Southern California. It's not 12 months of the year. It's different here.
It's tough.
But we still seem to get representation at major levels. I mean, it's just interesting.
Well, and I don't know if you know, watching any of the interviews for Haley Dalcini, I mean, she was so high class and represented, you know, Ferndale, Fortuna, the Eel River Valley, and Humboldt County so well. The young man, both, I mean, Aiden Dorsch and Nick Dugan, who are the two pitchers from St. Bernard's, but that whole team is a great little group of ball players and played together real well. But the nice thing about it is they're all pretty good kids. I saw quite a few games, and they're just, you can tell they're good kids. I mean, it's
yeah, the prima donna syndrome doesn't really.
Nah,
I mean, it happens occasionally, certainly.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't, but you don't.
Most times it's from parents.
You know, but I mean, it was fun to watch, to see young kids do well, because then other kids can't do well, but they got to understand that pie gets pretty thin when it gets up there. Don't plan on it.
No,
don't plan on it. But I mean, if you can
15 get, play one advances,
if you can get
the numbers are just.
But if you can get an education out of it, or some help with your education,
that's
or it just gets you to go get an education. And I mean, with CR bringing football back. They're up there doing a ton of work up there. So,
well, and Humboldt's still kicking it around, too.
I don't think we'll ever see football up there just because there isn't enough teams to financially to play.
In the neighborhood,
but
yeah.
He's looking, I know he's, I hear they're looking real big at rodeo, maybe rodeo.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yep, they're looking real good. They're looking real big at baseball.
Now, that's the one that would seem to be the logical one.
It seems like that would work.
Had it decades, and then it just kind of fizzled out.
But I think,
well, that might be kind
Dr.
of...
Dr. Flammer at CR likes the idea of the rodeo. So, I mean, those are things that could happen. I mean, it's just, you want to look at everything and see how it plays out. But, I mean, these are, we've discussed it before, these are pretty exciting times with our education system doing what it's doing around here.
Oh, and so many other things doing what they're doing around here, too.
Exactly.
Has the dust settled yet for you?
Yeah. I mean, it was... not all the elections came out how I would, if I would have, had pixie dust. But, I mean, I think we still got some good, solid people.
Well, you still remember that question?
Yeah. But the thing is, it's just we've got some good, solid people coming in there, and we got people we can work with. I mean, our board's going to change a little bit, and change is good. I've been there quite a while. Change is fine. We'll get it work. I just got to realize we're not going to change the world. We can change Humboldt. So I just hope everybody realizes, let's just get Humboldt's problems fixed. And at the same time, if we fix our problems, we can work on the world's problems also.
Yeah. I've been hearing some encouraging things about some of the hopes and aspirations for the next terms with some of the electeds. Base level, still going to be there. But there's some other things also that we can do to make it more efficient, more effective, kind of recapture what Humboldt was, rather than kind of capitulating to what it's kind of turned into little bit.
And I get that a lot from people that, they want Humboldt. Humboldt needs to do this, Humboldt needs to do that. And I always ask some people, I say, well, how long have you been here? Because so we know what we're looking for. Right. 8 years. and I've gone, I've only been here 68 years. So yeah. I mean, which I'm a newcomer too, I'd like to think. But I mean, it's just...
Oh, you still think you're a rookie. Give me a break.
I'm still going to fight that.
I'm the spring chicken. No, not anymore, but KIN, you just got to hang out with older people. That's all.
Make you feel better.
Yeah. It's 8:19.
Hi there, and good evening, and welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show from Westwood One Radio. We're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. Weekdays at 7 p.m., it's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Jim Bohannon. Join me here on KINS.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time is 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, how's the county look for you now? Got somewhat of an idea, kind of a rollover extension budget. You got the state doing what the state is doing. Certainly there's a lot of shifting sands that are still out there.
Yeah, and we're...
But what kind of sense do you have? I keep feeling a bubbling, and I can't point to... But, the optimism you were sharing in the first segment, some of the impacts that are going on, there's still some goofiness that we have to deal with, but maybe we're immune from this economic challenge.
Yeah, I think we're still gonna have some economic challenges coming forward
is the big deal.
As we dig ourselves out of what we're doing, I think we're gonna have we'll have a new auditor controller in there, and she's going to have a lot of help. I mean, agencies are going to step up and give her a lot of help, and we're going to have to find, there's going to be I'm worried about what we might find and what we might not find.
Oh, the the unanticipated surprise.
Yeah, and I just, you know, you hear the things, you know, I always love it. I just, they would need to get rid of the good old boy me because I'm giving out checks and contracts to my friends. Well, I've never signed a check at the county. I've never, don't even know what the checkbook looks like.
Is there a checkbook?
You know, I have no idea.
Oh,
I have.
You haven't
idea.
Even seen the picture of
yeah,
the checkbook.
No, I just, you know, I get my.
That's probably wise.
I get it. So I, you know, I that one's always gets me. How I, and as far as contracts, everything's a bid. So I'm not giving them to all my friends. And the nice thing about it, if I did give them to all my friends, I got a lot of friends. So that means all our local contractors
yeah,
would be
spread
getting
out.
Work,
yeah,
so that would work out really well. But I mean, just the absurdity of that, you know. But I think we're going to have to dig out a little bit from that. You know, we're finding out, you know, little things that, you know, we owe or haven't paid and things like that that only go to that office. But I think when it comes down to it, we're gonna get through that. I think financially, we're being very cautious. I mean, we've stopped a lot of our incidental, and I don't want to say incidental, but some
more
of the spending that
optional.
We can't do. And yep. we're holding back on hiring. Except for filling positions that are gone and things like that. We're holding back till we can actually take a breath and say, I think
so
we're okay.
So let's play two scenarios. One, it's worser than what you think. Okay, what does that feel like? Where do we go on that one?
Looks like 2008. We buckle down and get back on our feet and take advantage of some of these economic, I don't want to say booms, but these economic ripple ups that are coming, you know, the ones that we all talk about.
The bubbles.
Fish Wind and Pauly, you know, and not Pollyanna, but Pauly,
right.
HSU. So, but I mean, you know, those things that are happening that should create jobs and trickle downs and create quite a bit. And the cable landing. I mean, you got to remember, we got two fresh cables landed with a lot of cloud space and stuff happening in Arcadia and stuff. And that people love to be close to, you know, clean cables. So I mean, that's going to be a huge deal.
So let's flip it. It's not nearly as bad as what you're concerned about, and there really is.
I think everybody
some pleasant surprises hidden in there.
I think everybody takes a deep breath and says, oh, thank God, because I think that's the biggest fear everybody's got in their CAO's office and stuff like that, that we're not exactly sure, because we don't have specific numbers, obviously, because we don't have audit reports, bank recs, those things done. But if we do come out of this, you know, okay, we can look at doing some infrastructure improvements, some improvements on our own infrastructure, basically the quality of offices and stuff we have for our people. I mean, we've got our planning and building department in a old hospital. And by an old hospital, it hasn't been a hospital for 40 years.
It wasn't that old, buddy. I remember it as general.
40 years ago.
Yeah.
40 years ago.
Well,
though,
see?
So.
Okay.
So I'm just saying we knew and that office is four times as big as it was 40 years ago. So, I mean, we do have to make some changes. I mean,
purchase, build, and own, or continue to lease and rent?
There's advantages. Us now we're finding out that we could probably set up our own purchase, build, and own, you know. And then we, you know, we go from there. But we lease a lot of properties, and we've had great relationships with the guys, too. So
yeah. One is, you know, an asset, and the other saves
exactly.
You on the front end.
And we don't have to spend the large sum out here. So the other thing is there's availability for jails, courthouses. We have $97 billion surplus at the state. I don't think,
you know, every time one of you guys comes in, it keeps going up $2, $3, $4 billion.
That's the thing I saw the other day, 97. So
that to me is
there's
concerning.
A shit pot. Let's put it that way. That's
concerning to me because there's so much money, and if there's so much money, why isn't there more relief for the regular guy? Don't do it in checks. Don't do it this. Just make it simple.
Make
for
it long term and cut it back.
Well, you know, remember that thing called sales tax that was going to be at 6%, and that was locked down, but that was a trial from 5.
Yeah,
obviously that's. That's a really long day for that sunset.
I remember 3.25, but I mean, you know.
Okay, well, you're older than I am.
Yeah, so,
but you look at that stuff and you go, and you want us to trust government for another something? Yeah, we can't. Past behaviors are indicating certain things. So I'm. It's surprised that we don't see that, but I know it's tough to walk away from money.
It's hard to trust government. It really is hard to trust government. When you see the news every day and what's going on in government, I kind of wish people would understand on the local level. I mean, I'm going to tell you, there's guys I don't get along with, but I think they're basically honest people that are just trying to do what they think is right. And that's the big thing, what they think is right. I'm trying to do what I think is right. I'm not a Neanderthal or anything like that. I'm just doing what I think is right. And it's, you know, and not necessarily what I think is right, what I think the people that I represent would like. Because I'm out in the field every day talking to them. And I mean,
sometimes you even make it back before.
Yeah.
You're supposed to, and don't get lost.
Not very often.
Yeah, you don't have to send flares out for you or the search and rescue team.
Hey, trust me, I get lost. They don't hunt for me.
Yeah, the flyovers say, hide. We're coming by. It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. So with situations as they are, kind of things starting to percolate a little bit, challenges going on, there's still some of those old bedrock issues. Homelessness, yeah. Mental health, oh yeah. Drugs, absolutely. You sensing any traction out there, or is there not a recognition, because I think everybody recognizes it, but perhaps some action that's going to result in some changed outcomes?
Yeah, and I think it's just like anything. It's like the housing issues. We've got 190 units coming online in the next few months. I mean, a couple of them are motels in Arcata, you know. And
right, their project.
Yeah, their project they've got over there. And that's, you know, with the HHS and funding and all that. And there's a couple other projects that are coming through. And then there's people lining up saying, you know, I can do 16 units. And then we're looking for a unit that can offset with SVU, with Silver Byron, so we can so we can work with the hospitals better, so we don't have quite as many 5150 holds.
Yeah, I know Roberta is really fired up about that, and rightly so.
Rightly so. I fully agree. I mean, they've had to redo their whole security in there. And like I've told you last time, I've been spending a little bit of time there. I'm in the emergency room.
By choice.
Yeah, by choice.
Does it make sense to, you know, if you can relocate planning, which I think is probably something that makes sense, certainly the layout there really is inefficient, and take that property and turn the entire thing, whatever you can do, whatever, maximize it, and have that be, I guess, a Semper Virens expanded?
And
just make it happen.
Yeah.
Because I would think that there is such a demand for that, at least it appears by seeing people that we see, that there's a huge need for that, for the folks to get their services and for the rest of us to feel comfortable and safe out on the streets.
Oh, and I think that's the big, because I mean, I'm in my office every day early. You know, and you get them walking down the street when the streets are empty and they're screaming and yelling. I get up and I'm going, that one's new. I haven't seen that one before.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're going.
Yeah.
But you're exactly right. They may not be harmful to somebody, but they scare people because they don't know that.
Yeah, when we start talking quality of life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's in there along with the activity.
You know, and sometimes I get upset and probably say things I shouldn't say, and I know Connie Beck calls me up and says, you know, Rex, we've got this going, and we're trying. And Emmy Rogers.
I know that stuff is neat, but is it resulting in the outcome?
Oh, I think.
And that's, you know, that's the crucible. It's
they're
not
having victories.
The
they're,
other.
They're, I don't want to call them victories, but they're having successes.
I would.
They're having successes that they're pretty proud of. And some of them, it's just containing a situation, because success is just containing the situation. They're never going to go back to,
yeah,
you know,
working with folks.
Yeah, yeah. So they're.
Is there such a thing, not that you're an expert in this arena, but as a mental health guardian? Remember the old public guardian?
Oh, yeah.
Irv Renner?
And we still have that. We still have that.
Is there
a
mental health
equivalent
of a public guardian?
Yeah, I'm kind of combined, and yeah, that oversees. And, I mean, people go around and check on people. We put people, a lot of times, we'll get them in housing, and then people go by and check on them.
Okay.
For that reason, I mean, because they've got issues.
Yeah, make sure they don't flame out and that they're able to take advantage of the services that are available.
That's one of the reasons the hotels and things seem to work out when they're remodeled into a studio apartment, because then you can concentrate them in one area, and then your staffing can be lower to oversee their issues.
It's more efficient.
So, I mean, any way you look at that, even as we're dealing with those things, we have to do it with an efficient manner, you know, and a manner that is both, I think, so they feel good about themselves, and the caregiver or the mental health clinician is not in any danger. So it's just so it's delivered, you know, with a little bit of humility, I guess, or something, heart. I mean, just so they can, because that's part of it is, you know, it's just they're not that far from it. What amazes me is how many are, you know, where do they all come from? And like, it's amazing to me how many are from here.
See, it might be surprising. It's disappointing for me. And maybe that's a byproduct of the drug culture that we've allowed ooze up over the last 30 or 40 years.
A lot of them,
local kids, guys we went to school with, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
But it's still has been permissioned, I guess.
Unless you've been around it or seen it and seen families, you know, you'll see an obituary every once in a while that says,
it kind of puts you on your heels.
Tommy had a life of his own and couldn't, you know, deal with and everything else. We did everything we could as a family. We loved them and everything else. And you realize they're just saying that they couldn't do anymore. And, you know, and then we have the issue where they try to get them. We can't take everyone in and handle the issue. I mean, we try to deal with the issue, and we try to do it both, you know, medicinal, psychological, everything else, to try to get them back on an even track. Because, I mean, the whole idea is, so they can, you know, take care of themselves.
Participate.
Yeah.
In life, yeah. The abandoned vehicle was on the ballot also. Keep talking to folks, and they say how expensive and how prevalent that is becoming. Is that an indication of something, or are there just people walking away from these things and, you know, letting somebody else clean up their mess, and it's just another form of cleaning up their mess?
Not to upset everybody, but I wanted to take that to $5. I really did, with a cap. I mean, so the big fleets and stuff didn't pay. Because our biggest problem now is we're getting these motorhome and campers these people live in for a while, and then they get so bad, and then they yank them down to the side of the road, and then the next thing you know, somebody fills them up with trash, and they're $3,000 to get rid of.
That we all are handling,
that we're all paying for.
Yeah, not the people who own the vehicles.
It's that brings in about, what, $500,000 a year, I think, and I think we probably spend over $1 million getting rid of abandoned cars.
Was it a dollar a license?
Yeah.
We've got that many rigs around here? For $500,000? That's a lot of cars and trucks.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's 437.
Really? Wow. Maybe it's a dollar a month?
No.
I mean, just the numbers don't seem to be. If we got 140, say 150,000.
I pay seven.
You have seven rigs?
I got three motorcycles and, yeah.
Go-karts and skateboards don't count,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. KINS, News and Information Time, it's
8:43. Hi, folks. Fly Humboldt wants to remind you that flying local is buying local. And with airlines going to seven cities serving hundreds of destinations, it's easier than ever to get to where you want to go from Humboldt County's airport. That's right, you can fly on American, Avelo, and United Airlines nonstop to Denver, Hollywood, Burbank, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Flying has never been more convenient or affordable, so book your trip now. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, as you consider some of the challenges that we do have, there are obviously a lot of interactions with the state. Is that relationship better, worse, the same? What kind of sense do you have?
Boy, we have some good. I mean, for a rural area, I mean, the new captain, Sean, at CHP.
Isn't he a cool guy?
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He is a great guy, and he's proactive. And we've got a great relationship. We have issues, you know, in our neighborhoods because they'll tag a lot of the abandoned cars we were talking about. Our relationship with Caltrans is over the top. I mean, they've got Matt Brady, Brad Medham, Tom Fitzgerald. I can go on and on of the guys. We have a meeting every 3 months, and they break down everything that's coming up. They're very open.
So what is the status of Last Chance?
Last Chance, we just had a big meeting on it. They've got some more, and they're pounding on that as hard as they can.
Well, that's not good. It just makes it go down faster.
Yeah, but I mean,
the bypass. So
they're
is
working.
Progress?
That's a process. But they're working on it, and they've got a whole breakdown. It's called North Deal Meeting, and they're so good about it. And then I was just telling you about their Clean California program. They're going around to neighborhoods. They just did one in Klamath. They did one in Oreck. They've got one coming down to Fortuna, I think, Southern Humboldt. And you just ask for it, and you can bring everything in. I mean, up in Klamath, they had like 70 cars lined up, taking tires and everything else.
Not abandoned vehicles.
No, but they just don't want it alongside. They don't want it alongside the highway. You can just bring everything, and they've got dumpsters and everything else, and they take them. And that's part of a Clean California program because 80% of that ends up on the side of the highway.
Yeah, dumped over just over the
mattresses.
Edge,
you know. They've got a mattress pickup coming up. I mean, they're and Caltrans is great to work with because we have so many events that take place down by Garberville, and I mean 101 that
opportunities,
takes, Avenue of the Giants, the marathon. They bend over backwards to facilitate and work with both the municipalities and our county. So one of the things working with the state is really good on this side of the Redwood Curtain, I guess you'd call it, because we do a lot of joint efforts together to make things work. You know, we help them when we can, and they help us. So it's those guys have been great. So. That's kind of the nice thing about it, because the problem is when you only got 135,000 people, a good chance the guy that runs this is your next door neighbor when you get home. So those things are happening. And then
I heard something interesting about Cal Fire, that they can't find enough staff to run the concentration camps, the civilian camps.
They're getting ready to open up Eel Rock again, I think, or it's open now, I think. I was, they've been doing a pretty good job. They've got a brand new crew on. They've been doing those fire academies, both at CR, and I think there's a fire academy over in Butte, and I think they just hired.
But those are for fire guys, not for the kids that are trying to learn either job skill sets or reward.
So you mean the CCCs?
Yeah.
CCCs, yeah. I know the CCC numbers are down, but they're still... They're having to pay more money because minimum wage and everything else, so it becomes a little more attractive, and you have living, you can get living arrangements and stuff through them. So there are things. If you're a young person and want a job right now,
take your pick.
If you want a job,
yeah,
and you want to show up and work, you can get a job. And that's what I tell everybody. I says, go in early, stay late, ride 8. I mean, people notice what you do, so.
Ride what?
No, go in early.
Yeah.
Stay late.
Got that.
Ride 8. Oh, put 8 hours down.
I see.
No, that's an old line somebody used to have on their calendar. But
it sounded like a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, ride the one that comes in 8th place.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
But just won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
There are things, and it's not like it was. I've got a lot of friends that I know that are retiring now and everything else. Not me, but no. But they went to work the Monday after they graduated, and stayed.
And they're still there.
Yeah. And, or they've left and said, then made a life out of it and are happy as hell.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we want to actually someday get back to. So this,
area like ours can foster that, because, if you want the neon lights, you're not going to be around long enough to even...
A lot of our kids leave, but most of them come back. A lot of our kids come back.
Or want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it seems like there's some potential opportunities.
Some opportunities.
Where are we with the fish? Is that thing going to happen out there? I heard it's been in permitting 3 years now?
No, it hasn't been. They've been around for a while, but it hasn't been in permitting.
Okay. Long. Okay.
So, no, it's moving forward. It's moving forward. They got some good people working on the EIR, so.
Step at a time.
Yep.
Thanks for coming by.
Glad to be here.
See everybody tomorrow.